So hello, it's nice to see so many people, and it's nice to see some familiar faces, some old friends as well. I did live in Birmingham for several years and made good friends here. It's very good to see some of you again, and also to see new faces. I'm aware that in this talk there are a number of different contexts within which I'm speaking. So some of you may just be here because it's the Thursday night regulars class at the Birmingham Buddhist Centre, and you're maybe a little bit surprised why you're not meditating at the moment and hoping that the talk will be nice and brief. And some of you may have come along specially, and some of you may even have read the book that I've written already. Some of you may be here at the class for the first time, and some of you, I know, Bhante, have been poring over this material for many years. And I just want to greet you myself, Bhante, and say I'm very pleased that you're able to come along tonight, and that one of the things that I was aware of in writing my book on the Buddha was that for all that I was trying to work things out in my own mind and trying to make sense of the material for myself, without reference to anyone else's ideas particularly, I continually became aware that the approach that I had was fundamentally learned from yourself and from your writings. And the most important part of that is the value of seeing the Buddha as someone historical, but without, as it were, reducing him to just a wise man who lived in India 2,500 years ago. So seeing the Buddha as historical, but also enlightened. And as a Buddhist, I do think that the Buddha was enlightened. I don't exactly know what that means, but I think it means something very special. I'm not going to talk about that directly tonight, and I'm also not going to talk in a way about the methodology that I adopted and why I've taken this particular approach to the Buddha. There are other books on the Buddha. Most of them retell the legends of the Buddha. We have depictions of the Buddha in this sort of timeless aspect, sitting on a lotus, sometimes depicted in a clear blue sky, and there are other Buddha figures that represent that. I'm not going to be talking about the Buddha in that respect, and I also am not going to go very much into why I'm not going to talk about him. I want to talk about the Buddha in terms of one particular aspect of what I have been exploring, what I've been coming to understand about who he was and what he did. And that's the Buddha in relation to his society. Another context for this talk is that this is one of a series of talks that I'm giving. I'm going to different Buddhist centres, and I decided I wouldn't simply give the same talk several times. I'm giving different talks, exploring different aspects of the Buddha and his profile, and there'll be a series, and the series will be available on Free Buddhist Audio.